Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, DM us. Turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see if you can get a little support or perspective in what you're dealing with.
Tommy says, hey, Ben and Kelly, was talking to a friend of mine recently. This came up, so I thought I'd run it by you two because my friend couldn't believe I actually did this.
Hmm.
Plus, you two seem to actually dispense some valuable advice from time to time.
Oh.
LOL.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm lucky that my son is a really good baseball player in 12 and under.
Mm-hmm.
His team was on the news a few weeks ago trying to advance in an important baseball tournament.
Okay.
They had to win three more games to make it to the championship game. Well, luckily, they lost the first two games in the tournament and didn't move on. Yes, I said luckily.
Oh,
you caught that, didn't you?
Yep.
I didn't want my kid to win because it would mean having to get off work at a few $1,000s to make the trip to the championship game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would never root against my son's team to win, but I was happy they lost. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Do parents really root against their kid in sports? Am I alone here? Thanks, guys.
So I read that, and I was like, oh, come on, man. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I can't, like, yell at them too much because, you know, my three daughters are in competitive Irish dance. Well, at least, you know, they were at one point, all three of them. But that involves traveling around to different cities. And I would be a liar if I said that sometimes I was happy if one of them, no, I don't know,
didn't qualify to go on,
felt a little ill or maybe got injured and was like, no, can't go. And so we're like, well, can't go. Guess we're not going to travel 500 miles and spend two nights in a hotel and blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. So like I said,
I get it. I get it. I'll be honest. Like, you know, my daughter's first field hockey game was canceled because of weather.
Mm.
And I was okay with that. And so is she. She's a little nervous, needs a few more practices to feel more comfortable. But I mean, it was just because it's new to her. It's a new sport. And I was really nervous for her, too. I was just like, I need her to feel more comfortable.
I mean, I
just
get
a few more practices.
The money commitment that have.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. I get that. And especially if, you know, it's you got to call off work. It's several thousand dollars, you know, things like that. Yeah. I mean, that is some investment because I know that sometimes, especially in Irish dance, you know, you're traveling overseas, you're traveling to a different country and that ain't cheap. And so
no, you've done that multiple times.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, if you don't want to go, like if, tell me now, because once we book these tickets, it don't matter. We're going, you know?
Exactly. And you know, my sister, so my niece, she's almost 17, getting scouted already by colleges for soccer. She's really, really good. She plays on these, you know, year-round club soccer teams.
Right.
Yes, and their club soccer team actually made it to the national competition for like the first time ever in its history. And it was in San Diego. They live in Charlotte, North Carolina. That trip was astronomical, especially when so they took the whole family. There's five of them. And so that in and of itself. And then they missed their flight home. So they had to like, okay, I guess we're staying in the hotel a couple more nights. And then they were like, well, we're all not sleeping in the same room again. We're going to get two rooms because can't do this anymore.
Right.
I mean, it ended up almost doubling the cost of their trip. And it was astronomical. I'm not even going to say how much it is. It's embarrassing. It's so much money.
Yeah. I mean, so you get it. You get why Tommy's rolling in going, hey, you know what? I got to be honest. I was happy.
Yeah. No, we know that you want your child to succeed. You want their team to have success. But we also understand there can be some relief when you look at the time commitment that parents give and the money commitment that parents can give for
you know,
traveling
your,
sports.
Your son is up to bat and you're like, man, the winning run's on third. Part of you is like, come on, buddy, knock him in, knock him home. The other part of you is like, strike out.
No, you're not. Not in that moment. That's not what you're feeling.
Strikeout.
That is not what you're
I mean, you knock him home and, well, we're spending a lot of money and I'm going to take time off work. If you just strike out, then you know what? We can go home. We can get ice cream.
No.
And it'll be fine.
No.
So you know what, Tommy? I'm just here to say, hey, we get it. We get it.
Yes, we do.
We get it.
just keep the thoughts, though, inside. Maybe let's show all the support on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, you tell us. That's
exactly.
That's
you share your secrets with us.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, hey, Tommy, thank you.
your feelings have been validated.
They have been validated. Yes.